Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Jamaica and Israel to pursue cooperation agreements, Prime Minister moves to reassure public sector workers ahead of transformation plans, and traffic management in Montego Bay to be improved. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu have opened discussions for collaborations in matters relating to water, agriculture, economics, technology, and domestic security. The discussions got underway during a bilateral meeting with Mr. Netanyahu, while Prime Minister Holness was on a three-day visit to Israel last week. During the meeting, Mr. Holness outlined that Jamaica has long admired Israel's advances in technology, cybersecurity, agriculture, and other areas. Mr. Netanyahu expressed optimism that both countries can work together successfully, noting that Jamaica and Israel are democracies that have flourished under challenges. He added that the Israeli government is eagerly interested in cooperating with Jamaica in fields that relate to economics, security, and technology. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, has announced plans to improve traffic management in the city of Montego Bay. Speaking at a press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister's Western Offices last Wednesday, Minister Chang said the measures include repairing electronic traffic signals, reconfiguring some roadways, and upgrading road surfaces. He says these measures will be complemented by increased enforcement by the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Transport Authority. Aspects of the plan are to be implemented before the end of the current financial year. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is moving to reassure public sector workers that there will be no wide-scale job cuts under the ongoing public sector transformation program.
The objective of public sector transformation is not to cut jobs. So where mergers happen and closures happen and job losses there are inevitable, then the government has a duty that those who are affected can have access to retraining and that there is an outplacement system in place that supports the transition into private sector employment.
The Prime Minister was delivering a policy statement on the Public Sector Transformation Program at the Office of the Prime Minister recently. Mr. Holness maintained that every effort will be exercised to ensure that public sector transformation is implemented in a manner that ensures workers' rights are protected and abides by the rule of law to guarantee not only transparent, but also fair and equitable outcomes. In the meantime, the government is undertaking an employee census for the public sector. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the census is geared towards establishing the accurate size and wage demand for the entire public service, while also possibly identifying instances of employment fraud.
One of the things we're discovering is that the duplication is not just a function, the duplication is also of personnel. So the complete census will now throw up where there are instances of fraudulent employment. They call it ghost workers.
Mr. Holness says the Public Service Employee Census is slated to begin in March 2017. Planning is also underway to initiate the implementation of shared human resources and corporate services across the public sector. This initiative is to get underway by the end of August 2017. This, the Prime Minister says, is part of efforts to streamline government's operations to facilitate a centralized and more efficient delivery of these services.
Positions that will be affected due to the implementation of shared corporate services in public relations and communications and internal audit are to be identified and the implementations are to be quantified through the development of a costed transition plan and schedule.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Joel Samuel is inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.